is up, everybody? Hollywood Cole back from the HK Video Game Experience here with Clearfire. What is up, Clear?
What is going on, man?
Nothing. I got Swinging Thunder here. What's up, Swinging?
Evening, gentlemen.
Evening. Fellas, we got a good one today.
Hey, can, before we get started, can I make a quick announcement?
Sure.
The HK Video Game Experience will be at the Mississippi Comic Con this year again. I know it was quick. I know it was fast, but I just want to drop that real quick.
That's awesome, man. Nice.
So everybody knows.
Yep. We'll be at the Comic Con, and we're going to have some... So if you were there last year, and you saw us last year, we went live. We'll do the same thing again this year. We had some trivia. We gave away a lot of prizes, games, little fun little things like pops and whatnot. So we're going to do that again. You do have to be on camera, though, if you want to do trivia. And we hopefully... We got something big going on. I don't want to say it in case we don't know how to do it, But it's going to involve video gaming and Captain N, the Game Master, and winning at retro games to get prizes as well that hopefully we can stream, but we'll see. But it was a lot of fun last year. We're going to go live. We're going to have the trivia. Come by and see us if you're in town June, 20th and 21st?
23rd and 24th.
23rd and 24th, Jackson,
it's
Mississippi.
Saturday and Sunday.
Yes, and it's going to be a lot of good people. Look it up. We don't have to go through all the actors and everybody that's going to be there. They got a lot more talent this year than they did last year. So they got a lot more people. I saw Kep. I don't want to get into it. We'll do a whole podcast about this before.
Well, here's a good little drop. So they have Power Rangers there. It's going to be Bulk, Skull, and the second Black Ranger.
I never saw a single Power Rangers episode.
Go, go, Power Rangers.
Back to business today. These are always a lot of fun. We haven't done one of these. These are more of those polarizing podcasts here, because some people are probably going to be mad if you're listening. Top three overrated SNES games.
So overrated.
Overrated. Not hidden gems. Overrated. So if you like one of your games that's on this list, you're wrong. It sucks. So no, it's all of our opinions, right? So that's what's so fun about it. We're gonna do our round robin stuff, and I'll get to the rules in a second. But let's take you guys back. Let's take you guys back real quick, Swinging. You hit us with something here. So back in the 90s, no internet, no cheat code, nowadays, right? We had Game Genie and you had cheat codes and you just had to know them, or you had to have the power, Nintendo power. But apparently there's some news on that front.
Yes, there is. So I just came across this seriously maybe 20 minutes before we all got together on the podcast tonight. One of my favorite franchises, definitely not one of my favorite games. So Castlevania Legacy of Darkness on the Nintendo 64. Just now released I don't know if they read into the code or whatever, but they just discovered a Konami code for that particular game. And basically, I'm more amazed that nobody figured this out prior to. It's double the old code. So it's up, 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 down, 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 left, left, right, right, left, left, right, right, LRZ. And it basically opens up, it's almost like a god code for Castlevania Legacy of Darkness on the Nintendo 64.
It's a god, so it makes you invincible?
Well, I shouldn't say it like that. So I guess in that one, it's basically the same game. So Castlevania 64, which is my least favorite probably out of the entire series, came out on the 64. And like a year later, they came out with Castlevania Legacy of Darkness, which today we would call DLC. They added two extra characters and some remastered levels and stuff like that. So I guess in Legacy of Darkness, you only start off with one character and you have to open up the other three. This will just basically, it opens up all four characters from the start and their alternate costumes in like hard mode, et cetera, et cetera, from the beginning.
Almost like a debugger type code.
Almost.
Sounds like.
So Konami decided to, since we moved from the SNES to the 64, they had to, like, power up the Konami code then.
It says that
and give it a little more juice.
The code 64.
And double it down.
I guess so. The four ups, the four downs, and the double double left left right right. I thought that was hilarious, to be honest with you. But
it's funny. No, it's funny. It's a funny little gag that I know that the developers are probably laughing about it now.
Yeah, nobody found it for
27 years. Yeah, that's hilarious.
Oh, that's cool. It's fun to understand, get new code. So now you can just plug in your Castlevania right into your 64 and go play it tonight.
There you go.
Spin it up.
So, all right. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to each person here has three ahead of time, have picked three overrated games that they believe are overrated. We do not know each other's list. We haven't heard. No discussion being discussed whatsoever. However, I did call swinging today when I was going to pick up the pizza.
Cheater.
And talk about, you know, hey, you know, it's going to be a fun podcast or whatever. Just catch up. A couple other things. But he said, I bet I can guess yours. So you're going to write them down.
I said I could guess one.
I thought you said you could guess some. Okay. I think I got one for clear. I don't really know what yours are going to be. I think I know what somebody's is going to be. But yeah, so write it down. And at the end, we'll determine if you got it right. And also, with the rules here, disputes are welcome. So if somebody says that game is not underrated, and here's why, you know.
Overrated.
It's not overrated. Yeah, it's actually underrated. Now, say if it's not overrated, here's why. You know, give the person a chance to make, everybody get a chance to make their case. We're not going to talk over each other, blah, blah, blah. And then, even more, at the very end, we're going to pull up, I'm going to search in Google and hope that I can pull up a list of overrated games for Super Nintendo and see if how they match up, and we can discuss their top three, whatever list that may be, if I can find a list. Because like we said,
oh, I can find your list.
Always,
I already found some.
Well, see, you've already cheated.
I didn't cheat.
Okay. He said he didn't cheat. So anyway, so here we go. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Did you write down mine already?
Can I just say it out loud and then we'll see if I'm right or wrong? No. Because, I mean, nobody can see, except for the three of us. It's just an integrity thing.
No, it's an integrity thing. It's honor, service before self, you know?
Hey, man, I'm retired. Those core values went out the window, right? All right, I'll find a pen here in a minute.
Now he's pulling a Latino heat, La Cheat Steel.
I'm Latino heat. I'll go first, though.
All right, go ahead.
I have three of them. I have three completely different reasons for my three answers. So the first one, it's pretty simple, actually. Mortal Kombat, original Mortal Kombat on the Super Nintendo. And the reason I say it's overrated is I believe this is where the fanboyism between Super Nintendo and Sega comes into play here. So if you were part of those wars, you would just go with your console's game if it was a duplicate version of the game. And, I mean, I know Super Nintendo fans to this day who will say the Mortal Kombat version on the Super Nintendo was better than the Sega. It wasn't. The only thing the Super Nintendo might have had was the graphics might have been slightly less grainy. But speed, fatalities on the Sega Genesis, whatever. So I would say it's an overrated game, but this is a fanboy thing just because I think people fall into those things and they can't admit that another console had a better version of the game. Is where I'm going with that.
So if I do like this means dispute. So red card.
Oh, okay,
hang on before you dispute. Before
I'm just
you dispute.
Showing this is what red. So I'm pulling a red card too.
Before you dispute, I have to 100% agree with swinging on this because how can you have a game called Mortal Kombat and not have any blood in it?
Hey, the
Mortal
sweat,
Kombat
the sweat
is death.
The
You're
sweat
supposed
on
to
the
die,
though. The sweat.
And you have no blood in it. You can't call it Mortal Kombat. It's baby combat at that point. Give me some blood. That's why Genesis 1 rocks. It's had blood in it. It's Mortal Kombat. You kill people, die. That's what the whole point of the game is. And if you can't do that, then it defeats the whole purpose. I'm sorry. Super Nintendo messed up by not having blood in there.
I'm speaking.
They made up for it in Mortal Kombat 2. But in Mortal Kombat 1, they didn't have no blood.
And that's what I was going to say. I'm going to say that I think the MK2 and MK3 versions were as good or better on the Super Nintendo, but the original Mortal Kombat game, I would definitely give the hand to the Genesis, which is why I'm saying it's overrated.
Exactly. Mortal Kombat Genesis, Mortal Kombat 2 and 3 and all that on SNES, because those looked a lot better, and they had the blood, and they had the fatality. It had all of that mixed in. You took the whole premise of Mortal Kombat out of Mortal Kombat to put it on Super Nintendo. Overrated.
Here's your red card.
Oh, here we go. Right off the bat, huh?
Right friendships, off the bat.
Friendships are ending tonight, yeah. Gentlemen.
Yeah.
He's trying to right pull off. A friendship fatality no. on us now.
They're all friendship fatalities in this SNES version. Look, I don't know a person alive that thinks the SNES Mortal Kombat is good, period. I don't know a person alive. I don't know anybody that's ever said Mortal Kombat on Super Nintendo. Now, back then, I know what you're saying. Back then, you defended, and that's what you're getting at. And I know that's yeah. valid. But this day and age, the Mortal Kombat on Super Nintendo, I could probably get it for $3. I mean, nobody cares about it. Nobody says it's better. Obviously, the Genesis is better. But I don't think anybody disputed that. Not today, nobody will dispute that. So I think it was, hey, we wanted it to be good because I'm Super Nintendo fans and I don't have a Sega. But I remember a friend of mine had a Sega, and I'd go over there and play Mortal Kombat on, obviously much better because of the blood. That was the novelty. My point is, I don't think it's overrated because I don't think it gets any hype, period. That's the only reason I've seen it.
It's 100% overrated. 100%.
In this particular instance, I mean overrated.
It did, during that, but it's still
during
overrated.
That time frame, during that time frame, during the Nintendo Genesis war, the fanboys would defend their game. If it was the same game on both consoles, they would defend their game. No matter what.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, heck, I mean, I'm a Genesis fanboy. I'll tell you that. Defended it to the day I died. I mean, same way with, like, when you look at Tournament Fighter, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Tournament Fighter on the Genesis and the SNES, and then, of course, you know, you have just the whole arguments there for all of it. And Genesis, it was...
So people Mortal consider Kombat Mortal Kombat a classic today on Super Nintendo. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
No.
Absolutely they do. They do, and it's overrated.
Today,
nobody
no.
considers it a classic
today,
on Super Nintendo.
Today, I wouldn't say so, but back in the day, I would say people would defend that. So like I said, my three games have three completely different reasons why I feel they're overrated. That one okay. is for at the time.
That's a good discussion. Good discussion. All right, Clear. What's your three? Or your number three?
Well, I didn't really have, like, in order. Mine are just three. But okay. three overrated because I had a hard time putting them in an order, so I just called them flat out. So I'll just throw the first one out there that I know that will probably start some really good discussion. Hopefully, Donkey Kong Country.
Dude, I almost picked that for you.
Extremely overrated, and mainly because once you got Donkey Kong Country 2, it refined the game and made it so much better. And Donkey Kong Country is just too bland, basic. Everything was very mono movement. I mean, yeah, don't get me wrong. It was a very cutting edge game with its graphics and everything and its stylized look. But everything was really plain in it. Like, when you get down to controls, when you get down to playing it, when you play the bosses in Donkey Kong Country, not Donkey Kong Country 2. A lot of us remember Donkey Kong Country 2 better than we do 1. Donkey Kong Country 1, extremely overrated for the fact that it was very monotonous once you start getting into it. Yeah, of course, you do have the one little rail cart board that's hard as all get out, but everybody loved this game at one time or another, but when you look back at it, Donkey Kong Country 2, way better. Donkey Kong Country is very overrated, especially for what it is.
Yeah, that's hard. So,
I actually took an opposite approach. Actually, Donkey Kong Country 3 almost made my list. I thought Donkey Kong Country was revolutionary. I thought 2 was a very good improvement, and I thought 3 was them starting to rehash it. And I think the entire trilogy gets kudos, and I would actually say 3 is overrated. But I see where you're coming from, but that soundtrack still, to this day, that underwater, you know, very first time you hear the underwater stuff and everything, and then we've talked about it before with that VHS tape. The VHS tape and the hype behind that. I mean, like.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. The hype behind it. Overhyped.
And it delivered.
Overrated.
It delivered.
So here's the thing. Here's my opinion on that one. Nah. I think those are valid. I've heard this argument. And, you know, if you take away the graphics, would you play that platformer or any other character or whatever? So I enjoyed it, right? So I never, so I've played 2 and 3, never put the amount of time as I did in Donkey Kong Country. I remember getting it for Christmas as a whole experience around it for me. And of course, the graphics were awesome, but I did enjoy it. I still do, but I've gone back and played it since, and as hard as can be, the bosses are stupid easy, so it's kind of unbalanced with that, and then it just kind of ends, and you're like, okay, well, so I'm a gray area for that one. In fact, you know, that's, I heard that argument before, and I was kind of like,
It's just so unbalanced. Yeah. That's the big thing. It's just,
but there's, I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
That's what I got to say, bud.
So. But I,
I enjoyed it too, but it's overrated.
Nobody says that one is better than 2 or 3, I don't think. But I do think they think Donkey Kong Country is a classic. I still do agree. But it's a valid argument. I think it's valid.
If people are going to rate 1, 2, and 3, it's going to be 2, 3, 1, always. You're never going to hear anybody put 1 above it.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, okay. So 1, yeah, revolutionary and all that, great. But as soon as you get 2, you're like, oh my gosh, how horrible was 1 now
okay.
at that point?
Just hold that thought for my next game then. I just want you to remember the point you're making right now as we speak.
Beat that dead horse.
No, all right, so here's mine. Here's my number 3. My number 3 most overrated. So mine are in order. Number 3 most overrated. Now, I'll go ahead and preface that just because it's on my list does not mean I don't think they're good games. It's just that I think they're overrated, and I'll explain it. So my number 3 is Super Mario World.
I almost picked that one.
Absolutely, dude.
This close.
Absolutely. So great game, obviously. Classic game, obviously. But if I see another top 10 Super Nintendo game with Mario World at the top, I'm like, dude, it is not by far the greatest Super Nintendo game.
Oh, yeah, Link to the Past.
There's a million of them.
All right, there's a button so, right there blows
the point
the
is, quit putting it at the top. It outsold all of them. Yeah. It was a pack-in game. We all know this. We've gone over this. And again, it is a good game. But, dude, I think Mario 3 was better, personally.
Mario 3 was more revolutionary than Mario's Super Mario World.
But it's, you know, the thing is, when I was all into the YouTubers watching, and I saw... And I got to the top. Okay, so watch to see what their top 10 is. And Mario World has not been mentioned yet. It's going to be number 1 every time. And you're like, dude, what a letdown disappointment. So that's it. Good game, great game, not the best game. It's way overhyped.
I would just refer back to the podcast we did with the top 100, and it was ranked number 1. And listen to our like 10-minute rant on that. I'm not going to disagree with you.
Yeah, somewhere... You could pretty much throw a dart at our podcast list, and you might get lucky if it's a Super Nintendo, and you'll hear something about that, probably.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Well,
probably got my whole disappointment there.
I'm surprised that wasn't. I thought that would be on somebody's list. I honestly did. I thought it was going to be on Peter's list. Yep.
This close.
I'll tell you what I'm thinking about that later on.
All right. Well, what's your number 2 then, Sweet?
Well, like I said, I want Clear to keep that same energy then. Super Mario Kart is overrated.
Do you really think that was going to make me mad?
We got into an argument last time about this, because here's my thing.
I got into an argument over it being revolutionary. I didn't
say
it wasn't overrated.
Oh, gosh, I forgot all about this.
I said revolutionary. I didn't say it wasn't overrated.
It's not even top 3, 4, 5 racing game on the Super Nintendo. And I mean, its place in history is great because it initiated an incredible series and franchise. But I mean, once again, you can pick out. I mean, I'd rather play Super RC Pro-Am on the Super Nintendo than Super Mario Kart.
I love Super Mario Kart.
Since you're choosing Super Mario Kart, just so you know, I am now going to replace one on my list since all of mine were interchangeable because that was on my list.
Nice.
So, like I said. Super Mario Kart is overrated. So you think you know, but then you don't know because you didn't listen. Because
I
was revolutionary.
I've just faked myself out here at this point. Yes.
I got him.
No, that's a tough one.
I think I'm going left and I'm going right.
Again, a lot of fond memories of Mario Kart. So if you let nostalgia get involved. But, you know, I don't see it on a lot of lists, but... I don't know. I like it. But if you go back and play it now, you're like, oh, gosh, this is not how I remember it. I think everybody did on the Super NES Mini. And But, you know, I don't know. It's all right. I don't know how to say about that. I kind of got to agree, I guess.
It's extremely overrated because you go back and play it now. So, like, oh, my gosh, it's terrible.
All right. What's your two then, Clear? Because it was Super Mario Kart.
It was one of them. So this is not a replacement. This is the other one that was on my list. I'll do my replacement one last. Star Fox.
Okay.
Ooh.
I'm going to go ahead and tell you right now, that was my number one, Star Fox. Holy cow. Go ahead. I'll dump all over it here in a minute.
I'm not really going to go deep into it. It's just, it's a terrible game. Star Fox 64 is what everybody really remembers, and that's what was really an amazing game and a great breakthrough game. But the Star Fox on Super Nintendo, oh my gosh, you're talking about mind-numbing, painful game to play. It really is. It's just terrible. So, Hollywood, since this is your number one...
Yeah, it's mind-numbing to play.
Put your foot in it.
The thing about it is, too, back in the day, right? They had Nintendo Power with Star Fox on the cover. A Star Fox FX chip. You know, here comes a new thing. You turn it on, it's all hexagonal. You don't even know. There's no crosshairs. You don't know where you're shooting. You see the little face come out, and it's got a flashing square. Okay, got to shoot that. I mean, I'm doing my best to try to guess where the lasers are going to end up. And it kind of slows down. It's just, I mean, I get the graphics are different, but it's all pixelated. Or not pixelated, but it's all polygonal. And
oh, it's pixelated. It's choppy as all get out.
That game, man. I mean, they pushed it down your throat, Nintendo Power did, because it was the new thing.
Nintendo Power was the hype machine.
I played it and played it and played it. I was like, I'm not having fun, though. I'm like, I guess I'm waiting for it to be fun. I don't know. Okay, I got a missile. I got one of these nuclear bomb things. Okay, let me shoot it right into the boss's mouth. Oh, it went over his head, and now I just wasted it, and I got two more left. Or, oh, did I hit him right in the face? Oh, I did, but oh, that is, it didn't count because, you know, who knows? I don't remember it. I just remember that game being straight. That, in fact, that game alone is what spawned this podcast idea. It's Star Fox. Yes, I had to have Star Fox on there, and I thought of other ones. But, Star Fox 64, yeah. Awesome. Star Fox on Super Nintendo 1,
oh, God,
straight
nightmare.
Garbage.
I mean, I'd rather go play Mario Kart than Star Fox
absolutely.
Right now.
I'd play almost any game with Star Fox. Well, I won't say almost any game, but...
I would play almost any game. Give me E.T. on Atari, I'd play that over Star Fox. I hate Star Fox.
I actually have Star Fox. I'm going to crank it up one day and try to remember.
It wasn't on my top three, but I mean, I totally get where you guys are coming
from. They just pushed.
I really do.
They just pushed it down your throat so much, and I just remember like, this is supposed to be fun. Is something wrong with me? You know, no. But it's just terrible. It's not fun. Not fun at all. All right, sorry.
No, you're good.
Go ahead with your. If you just got something else to say about Star Fox.
I don't have. I think you guys crushed it on that one. I really don't have much to add to.
But
it.
It's a big steaming pile.
But here's the thing, too. They had the little. You know, watch out, Fox.
Oh, yeah,
you know, and all these little things. That's the best part of it.
I know. So, yeah, that really was.
So, like, but they spawned. Star Fox 2 was in development, didn't get released back in the day. Star Fox 64 is great. Star Fox 64. Now, put that in. So, everybody's bragging about Star Fox 64. Am I going to have the same experience because they're bragging about Star Fox? No, Star Fox 64 is actually very fun. And then I got Star Fox Adventures. Then you got another Star Fox game out on the Wii and all, or Wii U or whatever. It was all these games coming. Star Fox spawned, blasted off of this franchise, and you got to tell me it all spawned from the SNES Star Fox.
Unfortunately. Mm.
So.
But you don't have a Star Fox yet on Switch.
Yeah. So, yeah. Well, yeah, I'm not a Star Fox fan. I don't care about a new Star Fox game coming out. Star Fox Adventures is actually a reskin of some other game. It's supposed to be some type of a adventure game.
Yeah.
I'll crank it up at some point. But anyway.
Star Fox 64 is the only Star Fox game you need to play. Play it, and that's it. Do not go torture yourself playing Star Fox on SNES. Unless you just really like that kind of pain and punishment, and you're that kind of sadomasochist person, then go do it. But don't play it. It's... Oh. That's the best thing I can say about it. It's just,
All right, down to your number one. So I can, and just by the way, I thought that was my number one, but this other one was also interchangeable. So,
okay. My number one, like I said, three different reasons for my three different games. This one I just didn't get into. Super Mario World 2, Yoshi's Island.
Yeah. Yep.
You always will see it on, you know, on a lot of lists, and I'm not saying it's not a good game. I just did not get into it. I did not have any fun with it playing it. It's one of the few Mario games where I didn't have fun playing it. And it didn't have anything to do with it. Didn't even get past like the first world.
Yeah.
Like the egg throwing and the baby thing didn't bother me that much. You can mute your TV, but like that was annoying. Like I've heard great things about it. It came out late in the cycle of the system, and I think I'd already started playing the next generation of games, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's just, I mean, like, I understand why people have it highly rated. I'm sure it's a great game, but for it to be one of the top games of the system, and I love, that's my favorite console of all time, and for me just not to want to play the game, I think it's overrated.
Yeah, it's one of those things that game has always been kind of polarizing. You either hated it or you loved it. And I'm the same way. I played it and I kind of was like, well, I'm not really into it. Like you said, and that's a good point. It's one of the few Mario games that I didn't really do. That Mario Sunshine. But I tried to get back into it, played like, you know, one or two worlds through. I was just kind of like, you know, couldn't feel it. And I can't feel the Yoshi's Crafted Worlds and all that same thing, Woolly Worlds and those things. And I got the one on Wii U and Switch. My son plays it, but I just can't get into it, man.
I couldn't get into them. I probably picked it up, played it for half a second, put it down. It just wasn't my thing.
Yeah. So, all right. Those are valid. All right, Clear. Don't name mine again. Let's see if you do. I also thought this might be on your list too, the one that I'm my number one. Let's see.
So I've got three.
We're going to do honorable mentions
next.
That I could go with.
But I don't want to go with one of them because I really didn't play it until I got like older and out of like the SNES phase. So I'm going to throw up one, and it's controversial, and I think Hollywood's going to red card me on it and probably even swinging when I mention it, but it's Secret of
Mana. I knew you were going to say that because he thought I was going to red card you. I knew you were going to say that. All right, let's hear it.
The reason why, it's one of those games kind of the same way with swinging. I played it and I just didn't get into it. I just didn't really just enjoy it. Now, when I got older and played it, you know, later in life, yeah, it was fun. Was it something that I was just striving to go back and play again? No, not at all. And it just, I don't know, it just didn't hit me like other RPGs. I mean, Dragon's Quest, you know, I love those. Dragon Warrior, whatever we want to call them, you know, I loved those games. They were fun. I could go back and play them when I got the little Switch cart that has, you know, a couple of them on there. Could play them, you know, no problem. You know, play just about any of the Final Fantasies over again. I've got Final Fantasy Pixel Remastered. Started playing those and just enjoy it. I try to play Secret of Mana. I just can't again.
I don't know why.
Even
now you don't feel like playing, or are you talking about back in the day?
Back in the day and now. Like, back in the day, the enjoyment I got out of it was watching Hollywood play it. The minute I picked it up to play it by myself, I'm just like, yeah, not my thing. And it's like the only RPG I did that to.
I wonder.
I loved RPGs.
I wonder how much of that has to do with how we grew up back in the day and the limitations we had. And what I mean by that is this. So you find out you like JRPGs, and you love this JRPG, and you love this JRPG, and you love this one. And then one comes along. I mean, you've liked 9 out of 9, and then number 10 comes along, and you don't like that particular one. And then everybody else is telling you, like, dude, what's wrong with you? You should love this game. And you don't have the selection you have now. So maybe it's almost like a little self-guilt thing where it's like, well, I like RPGs. Why do I not like this one? I really should like this one. And the more you force yourself to do it, the more you don't like it, the more you're like, man, I just don't get it. I don't know why everybody loves this game.
I just can't tune into it. I can see why people like it. I can see why Hollywood likes it. I just can't tune in and play it. Now, if Hollywood decided to start streaming it and play it, I probably could watch him play it. But I cannot take myself, put the controller in my hand, and sit down and play it for more than 5 minutes. I'll start to play it, and then I'll be like, yeah, just no, I can't. I don't know why. I've tried several times. I've got the PS4 remastered one, you know. I've got that one. I've got it on all different consoles. I can play it in different places. I just can't do it. I just can't. I don't know why.
I mean, I don't think anything negatively of you for having it overrated. I disagree with you, but I don't think anything negatively of that. And the funny thing is, the last podcast you guys did, and this is not some topic I really want to go down very, very deep in, but I know Hollywood had mentioned FF7 Rebirth, and I think me and him are both having two different experiences playing the game so far, and it's just amazing how you can enjoy a game, but maybe certain parts of it are offsetting to you for different reasons and whatever. Like, I was loving the minigames in that particular game up until recently, and then I found one that I did not enjoy, and it put me off from playing the game for a week. I haven't touched it in about 10 days, honestly.
Yeah, me, Zach, about the same for me. 2 weeks almost.
Well, I can't wait to hear y'all talk about that because, yeah, you know, it was mentioned and everything. I haven't touched it yet. I've still got it in the wrapper. I didn't pull it out.
I think it's an incredible game.
Collector's edition box set, you know.
And I don't want to go down, like I said, we won't go down that. I think what I'm trying to say, though, is it's amazing when you're a game experience and what you do and what you want to play.
Well, let me address the secret a minute, because here's the thing about secret. So this is an eye-opening thing. I'll start with this. Remember, we were doing What Is an RPG with Rob? And we were having an argument about what's an RPG, and we were talking about all these facets and elements of an RPG, and then Rob goes, well, then do you consider Secret of Mana an RPG? And I was like, well, based on what I just said, it shouldn't be an RPG, right? So that was a fun discussion, but I do enjoy playing it. I understand the hit detection is terrible. The way that you got to charge up your sword is terrible. The way that you don't really get any new weapons, you just upgrade them, is terrible. It's completely linear for the most part. 95% of the game is linear. Now, here's why I believe it could be considered overrated. Obviously, this is an SNES classic. And the big thing about it they were pushing is this multiplayer RPG. And that was the big thing. Well, if you got a multiplayer RPG, it has to be linear, right? You can't break off and start doing other stuff. So, well, I guess to some degree that could have driven that linearity. I like to make up words, but that was the thing they just pushed down your throat. It's a multiplayer, and I never played it a day in my life as a multiplayer, right?
Yeah.
And so it's made by Squaresoft, and it's like you said, swinging to anything made by Squaresoft was gold. It should be gold. We were tricked into believing it, and it can certainly be. Now, it's part of a series, right? The second Densetsu. You know, I still enjoy playing it out, or I enjoyed playing it on the remake. Now, they've remade it a bunch of times, so I can certainly see how it's overrated. Again, doesn't mean it's a bad game necessarily. I mean, this one is arguably, I don't say bad, but definitely has flaws, and it's not without a doubt. So, it's almost like an experimental multiplayer RPG. But
I mean, and when you think about it too, like, look at Final Fantasy 16. It's an extremely linear Final Fantasy.
Way overrated.
You don't. I'll fight you on that one.
Red card.
You don't. You know, you don't level up your sword. Well, you level up your sword, but it doesn't really do anything or help you anything. But at least you have the iconic abilities and the icons, and that's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And it is a different style, but it just goes to show you can be a linear game and be a good game and actually have good combat and good fighting and good things like that. But you can also be a linear game and be really crappy with that.
Yeah.
And that's what I think where That's where Secret of Mana really hurts, is just in the playability. I don't know. It always feels like it's a slog when I've picked it up. And like I said, I've picked it up several times. All right. I'll wrap it up. So, Hollywood, what's your
top one? Again, Star Fox.
Quasi top one.
Well, so it was. Star Fox drove this discussion for me, wanting to do this podcast. But I thought of one just yesterday, and I go, wait a minute. This might be number one for me. So that's what I'm saying. So this one that I'm about to tell you, and Star Fox, could have either been number one. But this one I think is, oh my gosh, and way overrated. Now, and that game is F-Zero.
Oh gosh, dude. What do y'all think? Yeah, F-Zero. So F-Zero is just it's not generic. I mean, it's because it's space, you know, it's just fast. But you pick one of four characters, and every other racer on there is generic little shell, red shell car, and you go fast and you go around. And again, I'm not a big racing game fan. In all fairness, I did like Road Rash, right? But not a big racing game fan, so that could hurt this decision. But
Road Rash really isn't a racing game; it's more of a fighting racing game. It's beat the fool out of people.
The reason I say it's overrated is because people love this game, and why isn't there a new F-Zero? Why is there not a new F-Zero? It's like, because it sucked. That's why, you know, maybe. But if you like racing games, people would love it. And I did play F-Zero 99. I had a good time, but I could only play it for 20, 30 minutes, if max, and I'm done. But F-Zero, that was the second game, well, really the first game I ever got. It was the Mario World that came with it, F-Zero, and Final Fight. I had those three games for a while. But F-Zero, I kept trying to get into, and I just never could do it. And as much hype as it got, way overrated.
So I agree and I disagree with you. I almost it in Super Mario Kart. So I don't know.
Well, I like Super Mario Kart. But.
Overhyped/overrated. I mean, I don't hear too many people saying F-Zero, the original F-Zero on the Super Nintendo, is like one of the 20 greatest Super Nintendo games or whatever. But I do hear them say it's a great game. I agree with you. I think it's overrated. Like I said, I'm not a racing guy either, but I can think of three random racing games I'd rather play on the Super Nintendo than F-Zero.
No, I feel like they say it's a classic. Now, granted, it's only on the SNES, so that may be why, or it's only on a Nintendo system. That may be why they go F-Zero. But I see it on some. Well, I see all the time people clamoring for a new F-Zero.
F-Zero is on a lot of top SNES game lists. Mm. It is. It really is.
I'm not saying you're wrong.
It's been on almost every one of the ones that we've reviewed. It always gets up there. I'm conflicted on this because this is one of my honorable mentions as well.
F-Zero?
F-Zero, Mario Kart, they're both extremely overrated. I think F-Zero is a little better than Mario Kart. Not as far as like what we did back in the day, because back in the day we enjoyed that Mario Kart.
Oh, and F-Zero is single player. Everything. You can't play multiplayer.
Exactly. So, F-Zero, my biggest issue with it is you're playing the game, and if you just spin it up now, everything's flat. 100% flat. It's like, you look at, like, the side-scrolling Super Mario World. It's flat, but you feel dimension to it. When you go play F-Zero now, it's flat. Like, it's like you're playing on a piece of paper, if you can kind of get my drift there on the way it is, the way the graphics are.
They're just layered Mario on Kart?
No, I'm talking about F-Zero. No, F-Zero is flat.
Yeah.
Mario Kart is too, but Mario Kart, you feel a little bit more because you've got shells, you can play with other people, you know, you've got a little thing. So I can go both ways with F-Zero, and that's why F-Zero is kind of, I'm conflicted on it, whether it's being overhyped, overrated, or just being okay.
I'm with Clear on this, but I just do want to say this for those who have a Switch, though. F-Zero 99 is a blast playing against 99 other people. Have you guys done that?
Oh, yeah,
Switch?
That's what I was saying. Yeah, I've played it. I've only played it for like 20 minutes. And then I've got to be done with it. But
it's just frustrating. That's all it is to me. And because, like, I want to call it overhyped, but then I don't, but then I do. So I have to sit with overhyped. I just have to. It's too many. When I do my pros and cons list, there's too many cons to, you know, call it, you know, not call it overhyped.
All right. So we're going to go with two honorable mentions. Unless you got something about F-Zero. You want to say something about F-Zero?
Not about F-Zero, but I wanted to throw the game. The game I thought you were going to say on there was not on your top three.
Okay.
So
what did you think I was going to say? I think I know what you think I'm going to say, and it's an honorable mention.
It is the honorable mention?
Yeah, because it's one of your favorite games.
Go ahead. I'll let you.
It's Castlevania.
Yeah, I knew it.
Super Castlevania. Yeah.
Yeah,
Super Castlevania is so overrated, dude. It is not even a Castlevania. It is a Castlevania, right? And it, again, I never finished it. When I first played it, I was like, what is this? And we did a Super Castlevania episode, And we went back and played it, and I was just like, man, the thing that throws me off, honestly, is Simon's yes. sprite, dude. It's like, why is he so gangly and
weird.
Tall? And that's not what he looks like.
Well, because you're used to the Nintendo one where he was like,
yeah. Yeah, bigger one of those, but not, he looks weird, man. And he holds a whip out and does the thing. But I do like, I love the four dimensional whip or the whatever, eight dimensional. Yeah. Whip thing that was really good, and now I have enjoyed it more since I started playing it. I've actually played it and gotten pretty far on it with the Super Nintendo Mini because I can rewind, or one of them, the Switch or something, I can rewind, and so I've enjoyed it a little bit better. But still, I think it's just a little overrated because people love it.
I get it,
and that's great. But I'm glad people love it. But Castlevania is. You know, holy, or not, I don't say holy, what I'm trying to say, royalty. It's a royalty. The name of Castlevania is royalty in video games, and that just doesn't quite live up to that moniker, I don't think. So,
fair enough.
Ice the room. All right, cool. Yes, I knew when you, I thought you, I put that one on my honorable mentions because I was kind of like, ah. Anyway, yeah.
I figured.
I don't think it's near as overrated as the others that I mentioned, though, but anyway.
Well, here's the thing. As I was thinking about this particular console, I think, once again, it's my favorite console. There's bias towards that because of the timing and everything else like that. But, I mean, like, I'm sure if I thought about it, but, like, I mean, I would put its library up against, you know, ratio-wise, against almost any other console, you know? Like, I know the PS2 had an incredible game library, and there's some other consoles that had incredible game library, but this one was hard. This overrated, I think, is harder because we're so used to underrated slash hidden gems, number one. I think number two is of this console, I think this was a hard one to think of overrated games. Because I was sitting there, and I was, like, going through, okay, let's just, what are my 20 favorite Super Nintendo games? Are any of them overrated? And I was like, Super Metroid. Nope, it's a great. Link to the Past. Yeah. Nope, that's great. You know, and I was just, it took me a while when you asked for this request. And I'm like, okay, what about, Mario Kart's overrated. This, but I mean, I had to kind of go down quite a few, like 15, 20, before I started going, I could see the Donkey Kong Country one from Clear. Like, the ones everyone's mentioned, I can see them. I really can. Maybe if I agree or disagree. But, like, you know, I had to go through, like, 10, 15, 20. Now, if we were to take PS3 or PS4, and no offense, if you did a list, and it'd probably be, if we were doing a list versus ours, against us, you know, and they'd be Call of Duty, Call of Duty, Call of Duty, Call of Duty, and I'd be like, rehash, 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 you know?
Yeah.
Like, 17 of your top 20 best games for the PS4, overrated, trash. You know, the Super Nintendo was a little bit harder to find overrated games, in my opinion.
Yeah, and you kind of got to, you know, I kind of took it as, what is on everybody's top 10 list? What is everybody clamoring for? What spawned franchises and everybody's excited for? And you go, it didn't come from the Super Nintendo, potentially. Or what do people consider a classic Super Nintendo game that probably shouldn't be? I mean, you think about it, Star Fox versus Link to the Past. You kidding me? I mean, it's not even in the same ballpark. Or any
Pilot Wings.
Yeah, Pilot Wings even.
That's an overrated game.
I thought that one might be on that one, too.
That's one of my honorable mentions.
Yeah.
I mean, extremely overrated because when you hit Pilot Wings 64, it's just so much better. I mean, when you play Pilot Wings now on Super Nintendo, it's, once again, it goes back to the whole thing I was talking with F-Zero. It's flat. Especially when you have a game that you're jumping out and parachuting, it feels flat. And that's not that you totally lose the perception in your gaming when your graphics make you feel like you're,
which is making me laugh, because a lot of the games we're referencing are on the 64, but we had that discussion a while back where we were like, yo, we had a lot of fun with it and it was a fun console, but was it not that impressive at the end of the day, you know, when we talked about the 64 as a console? So
yeah, I know it. Well, my most overrated game is Sonic the Hedgehog, period.
Ooh! Here we go!
Not even on Super Nintendo, but it deserves an honorable mention here.
I don't even know why you, like, reacting to that swinging, because you already know that that's a that's Hollywood. I already knew that was Hollywood's overrated game. Period.
Sonic the Hedgehog one.
So there's like terrible. there's not even discussion there because he
that's
just
another
likes
Genesis royalty. That Sonic one is silly. That's just silly. But I understand the mascot hype and all that. We talked about that. That was fun. But anyway, I just made it. That was just a joke. But I do think it's overrated. But I was just joking around about it because I know Clear would get it.
It's your 100% top overrated game of all time.
I'm really. So, did you? I was just trying to think what would be my top overrated game of all time as you guys were having that discussion. I don't know what it would be. I'd have to think about it for a minute.
What's your honorable mention?
I didn't have an honorable mention. I'm not gonna lie to you. I struggled with those three because, like, I think there's a universally top 30 for Super Nintendo games, and then I think after that, it's a lot of mediocre. Average games, you know, so like I said, it was very hard for overrated for Super Nintendo games. I think if you had chosen a different console or generation, I think it'd have been a little bit easier going, that was overrated, this is overrated.
Yeah. All right.
Well, another one for me, another option for me was Earthbound, but I didn't want to put it there because I didn't play it.
I thought about Earthbound as well.
I didn't play it back in the day. I only played it like
me too, later.
Now, and so
I love it now.
It's fun. It was fun, but I see where it could be considered overrated. That's why I said, nah, I can't count
that one's it. Weird, though, because it was unknown to a lot of people during the time, and then it became such a hidden gem that it went from underrated or missed to just, it's the greatest Super Nintendo game ever made. And it's like, let's bring it down a little bit.
It went from that really underrated game to like, the hype over exploded it into being overrated.
Yeah.
Like, it's a good game. It's fun, but it's not as amazing as everybody makes it out to be.
I don't think that's overrated at all.
I could play it. Unlike Secret of Mana, I could play this one.
No, that was a great game.
I could play Earthbound. I could play Earthbound.
It's got all the classic RPG stuff. It's got funny writers. Just like the new Underworld. Underworld, that people say, that's the greatest RPG of all time. And it's just got all the goofy humor and stuff like that. It's the same thing that... It's copying Earthbound to some degree. But anyway, look, let's do this. I found this list. TheGamer.com, 15 most overrated games. Let's see if any of them live there. We're going to kind of go through. You can leave a comment if you want. Super Mario RPG is number 15. I hadn't seen this list, so it's the first one. I don't think that's overrated at all.
I don't either.
I think it's awesome. It's a beginner's RPG the way that it should be.
It's fun.
I don't think people blow it up out of proportion at all.
They're not going crazy over it. I mean,
I think it's 15. Like you said, swinging. It's a lot. It's hard to find in Super Nintendo. They're all kind of classic.
Origami King would be more overhyped than the original one.
And I will tell you, the title says the 15.
Sorry. Brain fart.
Yeah. It says the 15 most overrated games on SNES and it has a picture of Star Fox. Doesn't mean it's going to be on the list, but it's on this. They'd let you know. We know.
I put money on it. It's on the list.
So I got some credibility on this list already. But not with Mario RPG. All right. Number 14, Earthworm Jim.
I thought about that because Earthworm Jim just not.
I didn't play it enough personally, but I know they hyped the heck out of it, dude.
Yeah.
It's an earthworm in a spacesuit.
It was very overhyped.
Yeah, it was super
hyped. It got way too much publicity for the amount of crappiness the game was.
Yeah, it's all goofball. Oh, there's Clear's 13, Donkey Kong Country. Okay, so Clear's... 12, Super Castlevania 4. Yes, sir.
Another hater.
I'm surprised it's only 12.
Oh, here we go.
See, this is another one right here I didn't play. 11, Zombie Ate My Neighbors.
This kind of goes back to what we were just saying before, like where it was a hidden gem and then it got overblown, you know, people overcompensated for it. I don't think it's over or underrated now at this point.
It was fun, but yeah, I was kind of like wishy-washy there.
Yeah, I never played it, so can't comment. 10, Super Mario Kart. 9, Earthbound. So Earthbound, yeah, I don't know why. I don't think it's overrated because I don't really hear the reason that people talk about it because it was rare.
It's because the cart costs
$300,
stupid money, like out of nowhere.
Yeah,
it's like out of nowhere.
It was rare, and that was the only way to play it. Now you can play it other ways,
but still, the cart's still expensive.
Yeah, so you shouldn't have to play it for the cart.
That's why it's overhyped.
But it was just not a lot out there.
It's like 250, 300 still, I think.
They didn't market it right. But so that's what I think they're rating. I don't think. Ooh. Here's another one. 8, Demon's Crest.
Ooh.
This is one that's another just rare game. This is, so you're getting, when they're rare, and then I get it, like Little Samson on Nintendo. And then it's a good game. I played it on an emulator, but didn't go crazy about it.
The only thing I can see is
expensive.
Yeah, if it's overrated because it's expensive, that's not the way I was interpreting overrated.
Yeah, me either. This is rare, Demon's Crest. You can play it on the Nintendo Online. 7, Secret of Mana. Now, I did have that as my honorable mention, but I had a question mark after it. Secret of Mana? So I didn't know if I was going to bring it up or not.
So just so you know, Earthbound still, loose copy, is still around $359 for loose card. This is on price charting.
All right, well, let's do a check here, see if that's a accurate. I mean, I'm sure it is, but let's see if price charting is correct.
Well, like
according to this, yeah. I mean, there people are buying it for $360. People are buying it for $300. People are buying it for That's silly. Don't buy that game for that.
You're looking at like on 412. There's four sales of it: $350, $399, $384, $325.
Yep, $355 just sold.
I mean, it's still money for that game.
Silly. All right. I guess it's just rare. But anyway, so Secret of Mana. All right, this one is interesting. The 7th Saga, number 6.
I don't think it's overrated.
I don't think it's overrated. I don't hear a lot of people talking about it. I hear a lot of people saying, hey, if you hadn't played it, check it out.
Yes.
It's really difficult, but I don't think it's overrated. 5, Mortal Kombat.
Boom.
Yeah, see, I do not get this one. I don't think it's overrated because it was just garbage. I don't think anybody, I don't know who thinks it's good. Let's see what it says. Mortal Kombat is another unique sort of case where this list's concerned. The core spine-ripping, pancreas-pummeling gameplay of the series is pretty darn great. I think we can all agree on that. If you've never shredded your enemies' bodies into spam using creepy spike arms, you've never lived, my friend. Mortal Kombat isn't overrated per se. It's rated exactly as it should be. Well, then what are we reading? What is this list?
You got a junk list. Yeah, junk list again.
That's the first one.
We find junk lists all the time, though. We know that. It's garbage.
4, Kirby's Dream Land 3.
I don't think it's overrated.
I've not really heard much about Kirby's Dream Land 3. All right. Oh, there's number 3. Okay, now we're in the top 3. This is the gamer's top 3, Pilot Wings.
I can see that.
All right, number 2 most overrated SNES game per thegamer.com, Mega Man X 3.
No. I would definitely disagree if Mega Man X 1 was on there.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah, absolutely.
Oh, if X 1 was on their discredited list.
Yeah. But, I mean, like, no offense, it's not like, oh, my God, Mega Man X 3, greatest Super Nintendo game ever made, you know?
It's better than X. I don't think anybody's going to say it's better than X.
But it's also not
that's kind of weird.
That's weird. That's
X 3. All right, let's see what their number 1 most overrated. Oh, and it's Star Fox, of course. Let's see what they write up about it. I know I feel your pain, too. A lot of the entries have been tough as heck to write, but this one this really smarts. Wait, hold on, what the
I would say this: if he would have made it a top 10 versus a 15, I think we would have agreed about what 10 of those.
This really smarts. That's literally what it says. It's one sentence. This really smarts. Maybe it's some Gen Z term. It's that special kind of agony you get from stepping on Lego barefoot, only the Lego is made from my own disappointed childhood self wandering. What in the name of heck am I doing with my life? Jeez. Star Fox hit the console in 1993, a rail shooter that introduced Fox McCloud, Falco Lombardi, and the rest of the much acclaimed gang. I'm sorry, Star Fox, I really am, but we need to talk. Man to game cartridge. I know I'm blaspheming, but in my view, you've aged worse than most than most iconic releases. I feel the weight of a million slippy toe slurps and barrel roll related memes raining down upon me, but I find you virtually unplayable in the wake of Star Fox 64. Yes,
so,
I agree.
I mean, it goes back to a discussion we've had many times before, and this is my personal feeling. I think the Super Nintendo is a lot easier console to go back to than other PlayStation 1, 60, and N64, because while those were revolutionaries we've discussed before with the polygons and the 3D and all that, like, that's hard to go back and play. Like, you could play a sprite. I mean, you still have independent studios making sprite-based games now, so I think it's really easy to transition back to a Super Nintendo. But, like, and I think as ugly as some PlayStation 1 games are, you're not going to find many that are uglier than Star Fox was on the Super Nintendo. I'm just, like, because that's...
Yeah. You got a good it's point there.
The, yeah, I mean...
That's funny. Yeah, for real. Well, I wonder if anybody's going to say Killer Instinct or something like that, because
I never thought
a fighting game.
I never.
It's a great game, but it's
a great game. Yeah, I mean,
I never thought that it was like super hyped up either, though. It's kind of like one of those things where Mortal Kombat was bigger than Killer Instinct. Killer Instinct was okay, but you know,
and there goes to support the Mortal Kombat thing too. Is I think Killer Instinct was a better game than Mortal Kombat on the
Super Nintendo. Too. Absolutely, but I don't. But see, that's so funny. So it seems like it's whatever your perspective is. So you're getting, you know, I base it off of like. So I'm not saying it's necessarily. I mean, I could probably put that on a list. And I love Killer Instinct. I love that it was on X-Band, or you could play it on X-Band and all this. So it's a great game. But they were just like, this is the next level of fighting games, period, because this is combos, which it had combos, so that was good. They tried to have some fatalities. They were super weak.
They were.
Breakers. And the reason that it was like that is because it was big in the arcades, right? That was a fun one. You could sit behind there and watch, waiting your turn, and really enjoy watching somebody that's good play the game. Same way for Mortal Kombat. And my view of the Mortal Kombat on Super Nintendo is simply that, I mean, there's no doubt it's one of the worst games on the Super Nintendo, but I never thought anybody thought any different in my perspective.
My reason for putting it on there, I'm sure you guys remember the whole Mortal Kombat Monday release, the game that caused the whole game ESRB rating thing.
Yeah.
And it just was at the height of the whole Sega versus Super Nintendo thing. So it was a fanboyism thing is what I'm saying, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it was definitely a fanboy thing.
Mortal Kombat has so much more of a hype machine behind it than Killer Instinct ever had.
Mortal Kombat as a brand, absolutely. But not Mortal Kombat for Super Nintendo, I don't think.
No, that's Mortal Kombat as a brand, because it was like, you got to play Mortal Kombat. Well, most everybody had a Super Nintendo. So it's like, oh, we got to play Mortal Kombat on Super Nintendo. The few smart people that had a Genesis.
Oh, Lord.
We had the real Mortal Kombat.
That's funny. But Super Nintendo only had, our Killer Instinct was only on Super Nintendo. But they pumped it up because it had Donkey Kong graphics. It was from Rare. And they pumped it. I think it even got a, did it get its own videotape?
No, I know it was on videotapes.
It was on the end of the Donkey Kong Country videotape.
Because they both were Rare. That makes sense. Yeah.
So there's like, they found a secret room and like, what is this? Oh, you can't come in here. You know, this kind of thing. But anyway, I mean, when I say pumps, so here's the thing too, that's clouding my vision when it comes to Killer Instinct or maybe even Donkey Kong Country, is that since, you know, there wasn't YouTube, there wasn't internet, you got videotapes, you got Nintendo Power. So of course, Nintendo's pushing these games like it's the next greatest thing, like sliced bread type of deal. Yeah. So to me, way overhyped, because I was part of the Nintendo demographic where they sent Nintendo Powers and videotapes to. So if you weren't part of that, you would not even know, like, well, I don't think it's hyped at all, because you might not have even marketed to like that. So that could be one of the reasons. But anyway, really fun. Like we said, only our opinions, fun discussion, and just because it's overrated doesn't mean it's not good unless it's Star Fox.
Exactly.
So, anyway, any parting shots before we roll out?
I would say no parting shots. And once again, I would like just to reiterate, it's probably my favorite console, and I think the library from top to bottom is pretty darn good. So, like, I think these lists have been around for 30 years now. I'd say they're pretty accurate for the most part. I think we pointed out our couple each that we've kind of disagreed with.
Yeah.
And RoboCop versus Terminator is still the greatest game ever made.
Always.
I love that game.
Love that game, dude.
So funny. It is so fun. I don't know why. It's just so fun.
And that's what a video game is supposed to be.
Cheese,
fun.
Right?
That's it.
Yeah.
Just be fun.
Yeah, you would expect it to be like a cheese, you know, game.
It's an awesome
Speaking
game.
Speaking of RoboCop, uh-oh. You know when they shot up Murphy, that scarred me as a kid.
I believe it.
It's brutal.
It is. That movie. Now, we should not have watched that as kids.
And here's what happened. No.
God, it was horrible.
No. I went back and watched it again. Just recently, like last week, I watched it again, ironically enough. That's why I'm bringing it up. And I saw the scene again, and it still kind of messed me up. But I remember thinking, that wasn't quite as bad. Now I'm an adult. But did you know what RoboCop was originally rated X?
Yes.
Because of that scene.
Yes. I do remember hearing that. It is.
And they cut out a lot. They had to cut out all the stuff of that scene just so they can get an R rating or whatever. So that's how brutal that was, you know. And so anyway, but yeah, those are...
I mean, you watch a dude get blasted apart by shotgun shells.
Yeah.
It's just like you watch his body explode. It's pretty brutal.
Yeah, Terminator 2. I mean, you know, Terminator, RoboCop, perfect for a Super Nintendo game for kids. So you would have, who wouldn't have known, you know, it comes out and it's actually pretty fun to play. It's one of those you don't expect to be fun, but it is. RoboCop versus Terminator. Check it out. Little bonus. All right. Well, cool. While you're checking that out, check out hnkexp.com and check us out at Comic-Con in the next couple months. Come by and say hello.
Hola.
Yeah. Appreciate you listening.
Konnichiwa.
Appreciate you guys joining. All right. Later.
Sayonara. Later.